The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hey, I hope you're doing well. In today's session, what I wanted to do was talk about something that I've seen recently. And it's not, I'm not saying that this is something that has only happened recently. It's been something that I've seen sort of like time and time again, not consistently, just sort of like here and there over my time, you know, working for BuyBot Pro, Profit Protector Pro and so forth, and just that in this world of Amazon. But it's something that I've seen just a little bit more recently. And I don't know if that's just me. I don't know if it's in general. But I thought, well, if I've come across it, then chances are everyone else has probably come across it as well at some point. And I think everyone has at one point or another come across this topic. And so not to leave you in any further suspense, it's basically about the topic of saturation on Amazon. And basically, I would strongly urge to anyone that this is essentially a myth, near enough. So for those of you that aren't quite sure what it is I'm talking about in regards to saturation, what I mean is when a particular product is basically swarmed by lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of sellers, whereby everyone's basically going for the same deal. Now, what I want to tell you in this session is basically, don't worry about saturation. I think it's kind of a bit like the boogeyman. Its presence, the possibility of it happening, is not as big as what is made out. I think just from the amount it's mentioned makes it seem a whole lot bigger than it actually is, and a lot more prominent than it actually is. And that's just not true. So, in regards to saturation, if you're using a deal sheet service, or if you're in an Amazon sort of like lead group, or if you're using sourcing software like Sellability to help you source, obviously the things to remember are this. On Amazon, think about how many products there are. Think of how many products there are in just one category alone. There's millions. And so Amazon is a massive, massive, massive platform. So many products. And of course, in regards to the sort of like deals that there are, stuff changes around all the time. So there's new products coming in, there's new products going out. Things change with the popularity, the prices that they're going for. And it just shifts around constantly like the weather. And so a deal that you might find at one point might not be as good, say, like 6 months down the line and so forth, or vice versa. So stuff changes around constantly. And then for as many different products as there are in the world, every single Amazon seller is different. And trust me, that fact is super, super, super true. Every single seller is different. Everyone has got a different niche. Everyone has got different criteria. Everyone has got different sorts of products that they go for, different things that appeal to them in their deal analysis. And even if a product, you know, would make someone a good profit and stuff, it might not meet the sort of like BSR range that they would ideally look for in a product, so therefore they won't go for it. So as I say, every seller's intentions, every seller's aims are completely different. And so even if you're using like a deal sheet service or something like that, and you're cherry picking items for your business, of course, if everyone's being given the exact same deals, then of course you can expect to see some saturation. But if everyone's getting, you know, relatively different deals, or even if a portion of users that are signed up to that service are getting some of the same deals, you're cherry picking the ones that are best suited to you and your business. And not everyone's going to be doing the same items. So even with that, the chances of saturation are relatively small. Now, on the flip side, and this is probably the only circumstance where I would say that you'd definitely find a form of saturation, is if you're saying like a deal group, and let's say there's 500 people in that group. Let's say like two or three deals are being like fed into that group every week. You've got 500 sets of eyes looking at those deals and those deals only. It's been dropped out there, fully exposed, with the spotlight shone down on it. And as I say, 500 sets of eyes looking at those two, three deals. Of course, not everyone is going to go for that, but the chances of more people going for those particular items is a whole lot higher. So, of course, you could expect to find some saturation on those particular products, but that's really one of the only instances where I'd expect you find it. Of course, purely by coincidence, it could be that a number of sellers have, you know, caught onto a particular deal at a certain point in time. So you might find a listing get a bit busier, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles. So in regards to like proper intent saturation, the only time that I could imagine you'd actually find it in the way that people fear, the way that people describe, would be in that scenario that I provided to you. And of course, if you got your own wits about you, if you have developed, you know, various senses as an Amazon seller, then you'll know that even if you are part of a group like I described, and two or three deals are being given to 500 sets of eyes, you would know not to go ahead with that. Because of course, so many other people are looking at it. So chances are, it's going to increase the chances of saturation. So you can be relatively safe from saturation in a sense if you have got the sense to steer clear of, you know, things like that, of scenarios like that. And if you do, then it's something that you don't have to worry about, even less than you already would be worrying about it. So saturation, I would boldly state, and I don't even think it's that boldly, but I would state that saturation is essentially a myth, and would only really truly occur in that scenario that I gave. So you might see it talked about a lot, and of course I can understand why, but at the same time, I think it's just one of those things where it's like that problem is the size of a molehill and it gets made out to be a mountain, and it's really not. So hopefully this podcast has set your mind at ease and given you a true understanding of saturation and the very rare circumstance when it would occur. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you soon.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.